Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz. There's so much to learn about this music, regardless of how much you think you know. And about 10 years ago, there was a release called A Taste of Cacao, talking about Venezuelan jazz. Didn't know there was such, I don't want to say an animal, but didn't know that there was such a genre. But now the education continues. Is today on Afternoon Jazz, we are joined by Fran Vielma and his Venezuelan Jazz Collective. We'll introduce the members of the group a little later on, some folks that you know and you hear their music on WBGO. But Fran Vielma, welcome to WBGO and welcome to all of the members of the Venezuelan Jazz Collective.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us and you know, putting together all these logistics.
Well, hey, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good show. It's a seven-piece ensemble. You've got some music for us. What are we going to hear first?
Monk in Aragua. It's a piece dedicated to Thelonious Monk, and with the fictional thought of he being born in the coast of Aragua, which is the central coast of Venezuela.
Monk in Agua.
Aragua.
Aragua.
Yes.
I'll get my Spanish together by the end of this segment, I promise. Right. The Venezuelan Jazz Collective on WBGO.
Thank you.
Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz with Fran Vielma and his Venezuelan Jazz Collective, a seven-piece ensemble. They've got a new album out. Their debut album is called Tendencias. Fran, if you would, tell me a little bit about what was the impetus for you to put this group and this project together?
Well, Tendencias means tendencies, and those are like sort of the elements I have gathered through the years in my career. I'm a hand percussionist, as you can see, and I did a little bit of research, and I still do, not a little bit, I do a lot of research on every drum, despite that I didn't get to travel to each of the towns that are represented through these drums. But I did some research trips back home, and then I came to the U.S. to go for a music school. And I went to Berkeley first and then to New England Conservatory in Boston. And, you know, just by listening to the music of these guys and, you know, getting to know each other here and there and sort of, you know, seeing their backgrounds and their approach to jazz nowadays, I sort of thought, okay, what if I take these interpreters and play my music and see, you know, because they have a South American Caribbean background too, aside of a strong jazz foundation, because they've been many years here and stuff. And yeah, it was. That's sort of why the name, and despite that they are not all Venezuelans, the name just gathers people that also relate to that vocabulary and language. And that's how the band came in.
Now, I'm curious because folks will be able to see this on the video on WBGO.org, but on several of your drums you have writing, and I can see one that says Caracas. So you talk about the different towns. Is that what that writing's about?
Well, the luthier that made this instrument, it's in Caracas, but they are actually born in Miranda State, which is one of the biggest populations of African Afro-Venezuelans back home. And that's the central eastern coast of Venezuela. So these drums here are from that region of Venezuela, as well as this one's right here.
Fran Vielma and his Venezuelan Jazz Collective. You mentioned the guys, some of whom we know, but do us a favor, introduce us to the members of the group. I mean,
yeah, sure.
Go right ahead.
Starting from my left, my dear friend on trombone, Angel Subero, from Venezuela too, and for many years living in Boston. And I have Mike Rodriguez on trumpet. He has a different sort of background. His dad is Cuban or his mom is Ecuadorian, but he was born here. And then we have Mr. Miguel Senon on saxophone from Puerto Rico, also for many years living in New York. And then we have Peter Slabov from Bulgaria and also based in New York for many years. Then we have Pablo Vencid from Caracas, Venezuela, too, on drums. We met in Boston, and now he moved to New York a few years ago. And then Luis Perdomo, which has been here for many years, too, and he's also from Caracas, Venezuela.
The debut album is Tendencias. Did I say it correctly?
Tendencias, yes.
See, I'm getting there, tell you. I'm a fast learner. We're going to hear another selection from the album. Tell us about what we're going to hear now.
We're going to hear Hobart Dengue, and it's a small tribute to the big giant of the trumpet and the hardbop, Freddie Hobart. And it's a mix of Venezuelan merengue, very suggested, I could say, because this is a very busy pattern. If we listen to it traditionally, we're trying to stretch it and to, you know, make it more, let's say, impressionistic or something like that.
Hubbard Engay, let's see if we hear Freddie in here. I think we will.
All right.
Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz with percussionist and composer Fran Vielma. He's got the Venezuelan Jazz Collective. They've got a new CD coming out called Tendencias. I think I got that one right that time. Fran, talk to me about the things and the people that have inspired you to go down this particular trail as an individual. What was it that led you to percussion?
I'm from the Andes, so that's the western part of the country in Venezuela. And the mountains, actually, the Andes, the mountains that go through South America start there, right there in Venezuela. And I'm from Mérida. Once I moved to Caracas, I started studying in the program that they had in the University of the Artes. That was back in 2004 or 5. But by then, I had already done some research and was playing already professionally in Caracas with different people. So I decided to go, instead of by the percussion major, I swapped to composition, but classical composition. After 2-3 years, there was an artist visiting in that university from Berklee College, and I started getting interested in going to finish the career there. And so I did. I got a scholarship and I moved to Boston. So I had already a composition background when I was coming to Boston. I sort of got more into the jazz theory and the jazz improvisation there. Okay, so I have all this traditional Venezuelan background. What if I, you know, try to bring some of that and some of that Western classical, you know, 20th century elements. And Minanguero, the next piece that we're playing is based on my Messian of, you know, attraction to his music and stuff. And he sort of had different Eastern artists throughout his career, and one of them was when he got into the modes of a symmetrical scale, and this is sort of based on that. Plus, the melody is based on a chant of traditional chant of these special set of drums, the Mina drums, and the chant is pretty simple, but I stretch it on, through the melody and assign it to the trumpet, and you know, that's how sort of the compositional inspiration came in. You know, the chant is like ole 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 ole. Olo lo le ole ole ola, olo lo le ole ole ola, ta la 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 la. So you hear that in the melody here and there, you know, stretched out and sometimes more literal, sometimes more suggested, and yeah, that's pretty much.
I was going to ask you another question, but you set it up so well. It's time to get out of the way and hear Minanguero.
Okay.
Thank you. Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz with Fran Vielma and the Venezuelan Jazz Collective. And their new CD is entitled Tendencias. I'll say this correctly at some point between now and the end of this session, but Tendencias is the new CD. It's the first time this great group of musicians is getting together, Fran, percussionist and composer, but you've got some wonderful people in this group, leaders of other groups like Luis Perdomo, who plays piano for you, Michael Rodriguez on trumpet, Miguel Zenon on alto sax. All of these guys are leaders and composers in their own right. What was it like for you to work with them? And more importantly, what were the sessions like where you guys were putting this together?
Well, I could say it was a big challenge to bring something to these giants. And despite that, they are very humble and very, you know, up to do the work and put some ideas on the table. I wanted to make it like very clean before presenting it to them in many ways. And but yeah, I've been listening to the work of them with, you know, separately as leaders and also with other people, you know, like Dave Sanchez or Danilo Perez and John Benitez and so on and so forth. You know, for me, it was like, wow, you know, I got to put this together well. So if not, it comes apart. But yeah, when we were recording it, they were so disposed to do the best of them and with the best energy. And the most important thing to the music to come out is that you get to, okay, let's make music and let's make it work. And let's work for the music. And that was the thought they had in mind. And I really appreciate it. And that's why they came to this project, actually.
I mean, it's a fascinating sound. It's a wonderful sound. And from what I've read, it's been very well received. I just take note of something that Philip Freeman wrote in Downbeat magazine. He says that you guys are something more complex than salsa and hard bop and a bit unprecedented. And this is the part I like. He says you can take sharp turns at time. And I've heard some of that today.
Yeah. Well, despite that I'm a percussionist and, you know, every percussionist would expect of a record from a percussionist leader that it will be solos all the way through. And that's not my focus on, I could say, in my aesthetic or my search as an artist. I, you know, I love the interaction with other players and I love orchestration and I love to set people, you know, a field where they can feel comfortable to improvise and bring stuff that, you know, happen when you are playing, you know. Everything is wrote, but it's written, but they have also spots where they can open and we can follow them and, you know, we can stretch. So I could say, you know, it's a matter of also communication and the beauty of music in general. And the beauty of contemporary music that allow you to put different stuff together.
Fran Vielma and his Venezuelan Jazz Collective. You can get your copy, by the way, at both iTunes and on Amazon. And you can find out more about Fran and the Venezuelan Jazz Collective at Fran Vielma's website, Fran, Vielma.com. Fran Vielma, one more before you go.
So this is Cereal de Bobures. And Bobures is in the region of where the oil companies are. And, you know, it's big factories and stuff. But they also have a pretty big African population there. And this is one of those many rhythms that they can play there. It's called the Gaita de Tambora. And Bobures is actually one of the towns where they play that. And the word cereal comes from the cerealism of the 20th century thing. And, you know, a bit of the influences on Chamber and Krennic and all those, you know, cubist guys in music. Yeah.
Here we go.
All right. Thank you.
Fran Vielma, Pablo Benside, Peter Slavoff, Luis Perdomo, Michael Rodriguez, Miguel Zenon, and Angel Subero. Thank you one, thank you all. Fran, thank you for your Venezuelan jazz collective. You guys sound dazzling together. And again, the new CD is Tendencias. You can get it online, iTunes, Amazon.com. You can also find out more at FranVielma.com. Fran, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having us and for putting these together.
Continued success, man. Thank you.
Yeah, see you.